Welcome to the Regan Van Roy Tax Podcast, your go-to place to unravel the world of taxation without losing your mind. I'm your host, and today we're diving into some major updates from the Kenyan taxation landscape. It's all about the Finance Bill 2025, hot off the press as of May 15th. This bill is aiming to expand the tax base and bring some modern twists to tax compliance in Kenya. Naturally, this comes with a mix of good, bad, and curious changes. Let's break these down in a way that makes sense for businesses, investors, and curious listeners alike. Starting with corporate income tax, the term royalty is getting a facelift. Now, it's not just about using, developing, or maintaining software, but also about distribution payments where you have periodic fees. This is a significant drift from the norm. What does this mean for businesses? Well, it's likely to stoke disputes and increase costs, especially if you're in the tech or software industry. That withholding tax can certainly put a dent in your pockets. Next, let's talk about carrying forward tax losses. The old rule of an indefinite period is out, and income's a five-year cap. For those big sectors investing heavily upfront, like energy or manufacturing, this could quite literally rewire your financial game plan and might ward off long-term investments. Definitely something to watch. Meanwhile, a positive twist appears in the transfer pricing section with the introduction of Advanced Pricing Agreements, or APAs. These nifty arrangements allow multinationals to pre-agree transfer pricing methodologies with the Kenya Revenue Authority for up to 5 years. This couldn't have come sooner for those looking to dodge the usual cross-border transaction headaches. Now, moving to employment tax, and there's good news here. Daily allowances for employees on official travels see a raised tax-free threshold from 2,000 to 10,000 Kenyan shillings per day. Employers and employees should find this a welcome ease on compliance pressure. Yet, on the flip side, removing the expatriate tax deduction might make Kenya's allure as a regional headquarters slightly less shiny. Also, the mortgage interest deduction has been broadened to include construction loans. Still, the ceiling remains untouched, which limits its full potential for benefits. Heading over to the Tax Procedures Act now, we're seeing more clarity on e-invoicing exemptions and some fair relief for withholding agents, preventing double taxation when a recipient's already accounted for the tax. But heads up, a new rule means agency notices could be more of a menace during appeals. If you lose a case at the Tax Appeal Tribunal or court, the Kenya Revenue Authority might slap you with a notice, appeal pending or not. Also, a tweak tightening timeline computations could catch taxpayers off guard, given the exclusion of weekends and holidays. And for businesses concerned about privacy, this bill expands KRA's access to business data, a big deal for data protection. Lastly, on penalties and excise duty, there's a semblance of fairness with the option to waive penalties due to tax system boo-boos. Plus, the net for digital lenders has widened, possibly shaking up the fintech world and the digital borrowing landscape. And as a cherry on top, stamp duty exemptions for internal reorganizations could be a massive win for businesses looking to restructure without incurring unnecessary costs. To wrap up, Kenya's Finance Bill 2025 is a melting pot of changes, some boosting progress and others, possibly putting a kink in the stride of long-term investors. It's crucial for businesses in and around Kenya to assess these developments closely and perhaps even get involved in shaping how the bill eventually looks. If your curiosity is piqued or concerns are arising, and you'd like a tailored review of how exactly these legislative leaps might affect your business structure, drop us a line. Join us again on the Regan Van Roy Tax Podcast, where we tackle tax without the jargon. Until next time, stay informed and financially savvy.